Yellowstone National Park's longest-serving seasonal ranger is not sure whether he'll be patrolling this summer. The Park Service does not want him back. It isn't the first time that Ranger Bob Jackson has been kept waiting by the phone. He's an outspoken critic of unscrupulous hunting practices, and as a poacher hunter and longtime champion of the grizzly bear, he's respected by some and despised by others, NPR's Elizabeth Arnold reports.
Other than what he reads in the newspapers or hears from a congressional office watching his case, Bob Jackson has no idea whether he'll be saddling up his horse to patrol this season.
I have heard nothing directly from Yellowstone Park.
But he takes it in stride, as he has for the last 3 years. He's been fired and rehired before. In 1999, he spoke out against commercial hunters who illegally put salt licks, blocks of salt, just outside Yellowstone's boundaries. The salt lures elk out of the park. Hunters interested in getting trophy elk take the antlers and leave the rest of the carcass behind. The rotting meat attracts bears from the park, heightening bear-hunter encounters and the likelihood of bears being shot. Bears are currently listed as an endangered species, but the administration is moving to delist or remove special protections for bears as they become more numerous. If they're still threatened in a place where they're supposed to be the safest, that slows the process down. Although the practice of baiting elk occurs just outside of the park and his jurisdiction, Jackson has called attention to it.
This is the end result of conversations with my district supervisors 10 years ago. I've even had them come down and look at the situation. I think politically, the grizzly bear is on the fast track of delisting. And so if it affects people's careers, if there's problems brought up that still need to be solved before they are delisted, then I think sometimes some people think it's better just to not acknowledge that problem.
When Jackson began to speak out, the Park Service ordered him to say nothing about his claims and sent him home. With the help of Public Employees for Environmental Responsibility, or PEER, a group that represents government whistleblowers, Jackson filed a complaint with the Office of Special Counsel. The Park Service was forced to rehire him and remove the gag order. This year, once again, Peer has asked the special counsel's office to order the Park Service to rehire Jackson. Peer attorney Dan Meyer says the agency just wishes Jackson would go away quietly.
The relationship between the outfitters and the park is a pretty important client relationship, and I think the Endangered Species Act puts pressure on that relationship. And it is uncomfortable for the National Park Service to have somebody like Bob who will speak openly about violations of that Endangered Species Act in a public manner, which highlights that situation.
In 2001, the Park Service said it wouldn't rehire Jackson because he was representing his views as agency views. 3 weeks ago, Park Service spokeswoman Marcia Carley said budget problems forced a reduction in the number of seasonal rangers to be hired. Now, however, the Park Service will not comment at all on the case, saying that federal law prohibits any discussion of a personnel matter while it's being investigated. Iowa Senator Charles Grassley, a longtime champion of the Whistleblower Protection Act, has become interested in the case. In a letter to the director of the Park Service and the Secretary of Interior, he writes, "The Park Service's excuses for not rehiring Jackson after his quarter century of service are bogus." Grassley has ordered an audit of Yellowstone's law enforcement operations due next week. Meanwhile, Jackson, who's been threatened, had his horses poisoned, and his character maligned on a Yellowstone bulletin board website, says he'll go back if he's asked.
I've heard that a lot of the biologists throughout the whole Northwest United States have used this case to say, hey, we can say what we see and what we find out. And so it's important for me to go back just for the other employees.
Jackson says he'll press on, but he doesn't like the limelight. He says he didn't choose to work in the most remote spot in the country to get into the middle of a controversy. Elizabeth Arnold, NPR News.